Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. This is Hour 3. We're having a wonderful time here with Denise, myself, and Todd, and Cal Hunter, and all you listeners, those of you who are the stalwarts, who put your seatbelt on and just pulled it really tight, that little strap, and you're sticking with us for hour number 3. Remember, you can call us at any time at 855-529-7234, 855-529-7234. We got a lot of exciting things we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about a little bit about these kids that are causing issues, the Michigan shootings, the boy that punched another opponent in a basketball game.
And that was a girl.
I mean, a girl. Was that, I think there was a guy, too, that did it, too.
Oh, that
he?
May be, though, yeah.
Yeah, there was a guy that did it, too, and a girl did it also. So,
wow.
So there's three different events that I know of, and they're going after the parents. Let me just say, I'm gonna throw my opinion out there right now. I worry about that if that starts happening. I worry about that.
I have discussions all the time about parent liability.
Yes.
Because it's real. And it's...
I don't like it. I don't like it.
It's going to be a trend now that's going to tighten up.
Right. And you know what? And yes, the lady, I know, and the one told her daughter to go do it. Maybe she should be. But the point is where does it end, right? Oh, the parent knew about it and didn't do something about it. You know, a lot of times you just can't constantly be liable for everything your kids do. Right?
And sometimes the standard is, well, they should have known about it, even if they didn't. I can tell you about a case up where
That's neglect. We're talking about criminal liability.
Right. And
it has to be very egregious facts.
Right. And I agree with you, Denise. Civilly, go for it civilly. You know, if you told them, you go sue the parents, right? And but criminally, that's what we got to watch out for. It's really like Denise nailed it on the head, is the trend. Is it going to be a trend?
Yes.
And so all these trends are happening that are just like, oh, my gosh, it's pretty soon. Everybody, do we have enough jails? Everybody in the United States is in jail or has done something wrong. So anyway, we're going to talk about that. We're going to get into a little bit. I want to talk about the commission that Biden set up to determine whether or not they should be packing the Supreme Court. I tell you, conservative, liberal, moderate, I don't think any of the Supreme Court justices would be for that. And I'm wondering, even if they started to pack it, because they're really – I'm not totally versed on this, but I know there is no constitutional rule about how many justices there are supposed to be.
That's true. And under Franklin Roosevelt, he attempted to do the same thing with a similar result.
Yeah. Right. Well, you were back there. You talked to Franklin.
Oh, I lived there. Franklin and I were very close.
Yes, that's what I figured.
Yeah, and Abraham Lincoln and me.
Yeah. But I think that, you know, this is very dangerous. But Biden was never for it. But he just got pressured politically to now kind of, oh, maybe we should do this. But it's interesting. We're going to go over what the commission said in the rulings. The report. And it's very interesting what's going on. But I always say be careful what you hope for, right? Was it the Democrats that did the nuclear option for putting in Supreme Court justices? Sure enough, the Republicans used it when Trump came in, right?
Yep.
So be careful what you wish for, because the way the politics and the government works in the United States, it swings, guys, back and forth, and that's just the way things happen. But so we're going to talk about the Biden Commission and the report and what's going on there. But before we do all that, we want to do a case or no case, our third and final case or no case.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
A Denise is very happy about that, I noticed. Did you see? She's delighted about case or no case, as well she should be.
Because I'm going for the trifecta.
Ask anyone in the movie production business, and the name Red is likely to come up. Now, Red is a company that makes a marvelous line of cinema cameras and lenses that have quickly become the industry standard since nobody uses film anymore. It's all video production. Red wanted to reach consumers, so they decided to put their know-how behind a telephone, a great movie camera telephone that created a holographic image without glasses. Very exciting. And it was, in fact, called the Red Hydrogen. And the Red Hydrogen flopped miserably. Red was supposedly working on a Hydrogen 2, but how could such a potentially cool, innovative product fail so badly? Well, it didn't deliver what Red said it would, and they knew why. They say their contract factory manufacturer in China, or ODM, messed it up. The people at Red say the ODM made promises they could not keep about manufacturing and about the technology that they had developed. So they decided to go, James Jenner went to a team of international lawyers to see if he could recoup some of his losses for the failed product from the Chinese factory. He asked the lawyers the obvious question, case or no case? Denise, I think it's you, isn't it?
No, it's me.
Oh, it's Todd. Okay, go ahead.
It's me. All
right.
The
movie guy, yeah.
Well, I'm familiar with Red cameras, and you are right. They are the industry standard. And if you know how to use them, they are awesome cameras.
They are really
they
amazing.
They are. And I had never heard of Red trying to put their technology into a phone so that you could have a phone take cinema-type quality pictures. I know that they tout the new iPhones being able to do that.
Well, that's what they were going for right there.
But, yeah, I wish I'd known that. So I'll say, you know what? What the heck? I mean, they say that danger comes in threes, and I'm already 0 for 2 today, so I'll go out on a limb. I'll say this is a case, and they've got a problem with jurisdictions suing in Chinese courts. So how about this? It's a case, and it ain't over yet.
Okay,
it's
that's a good answer.
Pending.
Denise, what do you say about Red versus its ODM?
I was really excited to go after Todd because I had the same idea as he does, and that makes me mad. That makes me not want to go with him. And my instinct was the same thing. It's a forum issue. That means where do you bring the suit? If it's a manufacturer, they are certainly putting the product out and getting it to Red, wherever Red's located. So I think that there would be jurisdiction. The problem would be, what is that ODM? How are they related to China? Are they an agency? Are they part of it? I mean, there's so many questions here. And
well,
it's certainly not decided yet, for
most
sure.
Most manufacturers are partially owned by the Chinese government, just in case you're wondering about that. Not
it's
all,
kind of what
most,
I.
Right.
That's my intuition, too, on that. So I'm going to say that it is a scenario, but it's not a case. And that's
okay.
Because of Todd.
I just want to say that if I had a dime for every time I heard a woman say of me, that makes me not want to go with him, I would have a lot of money, okay? Fred.
A lot of dimes, anyway.
Here's okay. A nickel or something.
What is Red? I still don't get it. What is the Red? Explain to me.
It's a brand, like Nikon Canon. It's a brand of camera. Yeah.
Is it really?
And they are the industry standard in...
Can I look up Red cameras?
And
they are
digital
amazingly
cinema.
Good. They, I mean,
yeah.
Because
well,
remember...
You, if you look up Red camera and you're going to then find that there's a suit or not a suit?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what a Red camera is. It's just a really good camera, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's a cinematic camera.
Line.
Yeah. And they, because...
And so, again, they're... Sorry. Yeah. They're saying, you know, I was trying to pay attention.
Not very hard, but I was thinking about it.
You know, I'm going to pay attention to this one this time. Or, you know, I just know I'm going to go...
And then it goes, squirrel.
Yeah, squirrel. Shiny object. Well, I just figured, you know, I'm the last one going, right? I knew I was the last one. I just always go with Denise, so let me study a little bit during the break, and we'll come back, and I'll say what I think. Now I know what Red is. We'll be back.
All right, yes, stay tuned. Red actually is the company, just for your information, the one that developed a camera with a dynamic range, meaning blacks to whites. More Radio Law Talk in a little bit right here. You stay there, and we will continue.
Thank you. on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is gonna do.
The best thing about Quick Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell of your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quick Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick 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 Quack Car Wash.
The Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. That's it.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Oh no, how did that happen?
This is Radio Law Talk.
Yeah, we don't know. We're on live, by the way.
Oh, hello. We're having, like, a robust discussion offline. And we're carrying it back to Case or No Case.
We were talking about Red, the camera. I now figured out what a Red camera. I looked one up. They're $55,000 for a camera.
You get the best one. They have a prosumer model that's about $3,000, but you've got to buy a lens. It costs you about $5,000 to get one.
Wow, that's expensive. Yeah. Why don't you just buy an iPhone? Anyway, I understand what's going on here now. I had time to review it, and Todd informed me what's going on. on. And it doesn't change what I believe, which is always follow, when in doubt, follow the smartest people in the room. And that's not the three of us boys. So I think Denise was right on. By the way, what did you say again? What was it?
I said no case scenario, but no case.
So I think there's issues with China. There's definitely issues with being able to sue China, but you can sue them in the United States and get a judgment against them, and then they can just seize assets in the United States. But, boy, Cal, I don't know. I'm pulling at Denise. I can't figure this one out here. So did they sue the Chinese distribution company because they weren't able to get their product? I'm going to say that's a scenario, but not a case with Denise. I'm just going to follow Denise.
Well, that's an easy way out. Now, for those of you who said it was a case, that would be Todd. Is that correct? Okay. And Denise and Fred said it's not a case, it's just a scenario. Well, let me tell you how this all worked out. First off, Red decided they were going to make a Hydrogen 2 and fix all of the things that were wrong with the Hydrogen 1. They said, we'll do this. We promise we will. Cinema-grade images at the highest level at lower pricing. By the way, the camera, the phone was about $1,000. But Mr. Jenard decided to retire. And so, therefore, the camera was never made. And, by the way, the case was never filed. And that.
Yeah, Denise! When in doubt, follow Denise.
Woo-hoo.
Ooh, that's
you know, cute. You know who's ahead, right?
Not me.
Who is this? You or I?
It is me. I'm at 8, and Fred is at 5,
what?
And Todd is at 1, and Cal's at 3.
How did I get 5 to 8? Wow.
Well, the frustrating part about this for me is this means that this red hydrogen, which was the bomb, will never come to fruition. This,
right.
This idea was, I thought it was a really cool idea, but so did they, but it did not work.
What? How did I get 5? I got 5. I've already got 4 just from today. No, wait. I've got 5 just from today. Wait a minute.
No,
James.
You didn't win those. You
did
won
I?
2 today.
Did I win?
You and Todd were at 1.
We're going to talk about
it
after
two.
The hour. We're going to talk about
it. Don't worry,
so
President.
I've been ahead
notes
for a while.
He's not taking notes anyway. Don't worry about it. That is
case for no case. Oh, my gosh. We're sitting here, and people are like, stop arguing. We're just talking on them. Hey, let's talk about what's going on all these. What about the California mom that's charged? She tells her kid, apparently, look, apparently there's something that occurred on the basketball court, and she told her kid, look, you go back and you hit her when the time comes, basically, right? And
punch her.
Hit her, whatever, punch her. And so she does knock her down and knocks her out, apparently, right? Now, is that viral? Is it a videoed or not?
Yeah, it was videotaped. Not videotaped. It was on the phone.
Right.
Somebody video recorded it.
Right.
A lot of parents were screaming and saying things, but nobody said anything like, go punch her. I expect you to punch her. So what happened is
the other girl punch her first during the game or knock her out? What did she do?
No, she blocked her. She blocked her really well when she was going up for a shot. The victim blocked her and kind of made her go to the floor. And
right.
So then when they were running to the other side on the basketball, the mother of the person that had been knocked to the floor said, I expect you to punch her for that, or something
like
to that effect.
Like during a break or something like that?
No, yelled it.
In effect, said you don't have to kick that from her. And she did
don't
very
kick
loudly,
it, you better punch her. And really told her to punch her. And then, so what happened then is that her daughter turns around and punches her and cold cocks her, literally.
Right.
And she goes down. And this, the person that did the punching, she's the daughter of a famous NBA player, Corey Benjamin.
Okay.
So
so now they're pursuing the mom is what they're pursuing.
Yes. And I do believe that this is the type of egregious fact that deserves liability by a parent. Because the parent became part of the crime.
I agree.
Oh, yeah. I see that. That was just no doubt. I see that. I watched it. And she didn't even do anything. The girl that punched her is like twice the size of the other girl.
So
yes.
The phrase from the mother was, quote, you'd better hit her for that.
Oh, hit her for that. I thought it was punched.
Apparently this girl's been in more than one fight. It shows that this girl was in a couple more fights. This is not the first one she's been in. It's showing multiple fights that this girl's been in. She's going after the other team. But, she shoots. She falls down. It's a fake fall down. It's absolutely fake. And then so the mom yells, punch her, and the girl's just walking, and boom. Yeah, no, I agree. Prosecute the mom on that one.
Yeah, because she's part of the crime. The other times that parents can be liable is when they don't supervise their child properly. So there is a concept almost in every state called negligent supervision by a parent. And also there's concepts of juvenile delinquency. That's when the juvenile authorities become involved with the child and may remove the child from the parental authority. And the parents could, you know, risk losing their children to that system.
Well, they're teaching the kids that.
Yeah, and so in the case of the basketball mom, we'll just call her that, she's facing two charges, battery. And now she wasn't the one that physically hit the girl, but she can still be charged under a conspiracy theory if two people agree to hit somebody just because one person didn't actually throw the punch. They're still liable for that. But the other one is contributing to the delinquency of a minor. She is encouraging her daughter to do something that, if she did it, battery, could cause her daughter to come within the juvenile system. That's the definition of contributing to delinquency, and that's what she's facing.
We still got a minute left, but we're gonna come back and talk a little bit more about this. There's a boy also that punches another boy as at the end of the game. We know how they line up and walk across and shake hands and then dex a guy. So there are going to be some issues there too, right? Well, I don't know, I guess I grew up in the 70s. That happened all the time, but it was just out on the court, I guess.
I was a little juvenile delinquent, for sure, until I was like 13.
Not me. I was perfect all along. We'll be back after this.
Stay tuned for more Radio Law Talk. It's coming right up after we break away. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com. What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-738-0170, 800-738-0170, 800-738-0170, 800-738-0170.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-7092. 800-918-7092. 800-918-7092. That's 800-918-7092. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. The Good Morning America host and five others successfully completed their mission to space Saturday aboard Blue Origin's New Shepard rocket after blasting off from the Launch Site 1 facility in West Texas.
Welcome back, guys. Welcome
back. All right. Michael Strahan is out of the capsule.
It's Blue Origin's third human flight and the company's first full capsule with six crew members.
At least 70 people were feared dead in Kentucky after tornadoes and severe weather tore through multiple states and caused catastrophic damage. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear said at a news conference Saturday that the death toll may exceed 100. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show. That is on the Dodo.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny.
We're back talking about these. During the break, it was one of the videos I wanted to see of the young man also that is being charged. Let's see. I'm going to go back to that. So there's a young man being charged also in Iowa. He's actually the shorter of the two. There's a taller guy. They're walking through. He wasn't on the court with him when he punched him, but they were doing the handshake. You know how they go across and shake hands, and the guy's standing there. Next thing you know, the opposing party or a guy, which, by the way, he's 17, he punched him right in the face and basically knocked him out, or at least close to knocking him out, as he was handshaking him.
And then didn't it cause like a melee on the field?
Oh, yeah, but on the basketball court. But he's being facing criminal charges, too. The police arrested the kid, so... Denise and I are saying it's like no civility. I get it. There's going to be fights in sports. That's just part of it. But it's almost like it's more like sucker punches. You don't do that. But I don't know what's going on with the parents on that case. But Denise, this first case, apparently she's been suspended. The first gal, and you said her parents or dad was a basketball player,
yeah,
in the NBA or something.
NBA, so. And but he wasn't there. He did not encourage her. Nothing. It was her mother,
right,
that encouraged her to hit the other.
And it's
girl.
Not little hit. It's like brutal.
Yes.
And you can see her. She's three times the size of everybody. She's huge. Go ahead, Cal.
Usually, these kinds of things where there's angst from the stands directed at somebody, it's at the officials. You know, the timekeepers or the referees. I mean, that's the one the parents want to go after. And there are incidents on the football field where kids have gone after sports officials. They're gone for that. You know, they're done with that whole sport for the rest of their career.
That is super common. First year that I coached soccer, this is in little girls soccer. And I had parents that didn't feel, because I have different positions,
right,
and I was just meeting that duty, and they felt that their child should have been playing, you know, the whole game because they're the best, and they came after me, and what had happened on this field is that the coach quit, I'm assistant coach, and all of a sudden I'm coach. And they came, these parents came after me, and the referees came and made a circle around me and protected me. This is not a joke.
Good.
And it was really scary, and it made me want to coach even more.
You know what?
I wasn't going to give
up. Isn't that great? You know what? I'm going to tell you, go ahead, Todd. You tell
us. I was just going to say, I wonder how many of your former people that you coached are out there listening to the show going, Ms. Dirks, was I one of the ones that sucked, but you felt you had to play me?
No.
Was I one of the ones that you felt you had to play me because that was the rule?
Yeah, you know what that kid was? That kid now runs a $1 billion
probably
tech company.
All because of the lessons they learned in youth soccer. So good for you, Denise.
Yeah.
You gave them confidence.
I gave them confidence. Yeah. I rotated them around like I was supposed to. I made them good players, and none of my teams sucked.
This has nothing to do with Radio Law Talk. 855-529-7234. Tell us about your situation in a kid's basketball or sports team. Now, let me tell you, I show up, I have grandkids that play a lot of sports, and I go, and my grandson's 9 and plays in these, these little basketball. Parents are idiots. I said that. There's some parents are just idiots.
I second that notion.
Look, it's a 9-year-old. Yes, the ref called a foul on your kid, and your kid did not foul him. You're correct, sir. Shut your mouth. Who cares? These are refs that are like 18. They're getting minimum wage. They're out there having, who cares? Your kid's 9. He's not making the NBA, right?
There are some.
Not this week.
A lot of refs out there that are children.
Right.
And there was a recent incident where a father came running off the side and jumped and knocked the ref down, and he was a child.
Yeah.
And now he's being charged. So yeah. I believe that this type of misconduct needs to have criminal responsibility.
I'm sorry. I officiated basketball and baseball umpire and sports official, and I'll tell you, it's interesting the ways parents come up when they feel like you're treating their little darling unjustly. One time, went all mommy bear on me, and I just took off my referee shirt and gave it to her and said, "Here, want my whistle too? You go ahead and do it." Well, no, I don't want to do it. But I mean, what can you do at that point, right?
It's not, you're not doing it for the money, right?
No,
I mean, come on.
Not.
I mean,
no.
But you're doing it for the love of the sport and for the kids.
Right. And the kids, just these parents are just. Oh, my gosh. I remember, I'm telling you, we're just way off topic. This is fun to talk about. I remember, and I will say this out loud on Radio Law Talk nationwide, it was clearly not fair when my son played basketball in high school that he wasn't played as much as, quote, the coach's son. And I said it, and everybody knew it. And you know what? Instead of getting mad and yelling and being upset, you know what I did? I would go sit up on the top corner of this basketball stadium, and they were a good team. In fact, they went to state, like Northern California, and I would just sit there and just say nothing. And they're like, "Dad, why are you up there?" I just don't say anything. I just sit there and
I say too much. Kids. I'm the opposite. I say too much. My daughter was in a basketball little when they were really young, and they had the colored shirts for one team and the white shirts for the other team. And my daughter had a colored shirt on, and I was sitting next to another mother, and I'm going, "Go colored kids, go colored kids."
Oh, no.
And the mother next to me said, "Denise, are you aware of what you're saying?" I mean, I was saying that out loud. Yeah, I'm not even making that connection.
Wow.
So I can understand how you get a little excited as a parent.
Todd's got some good
news. I was just going to say, Fred, I thought you were going to end that story a little differently. I thought you were saying, I just went up in the stands and sat by myself and plotted my revenge.
I realized. But, my son learned a good lesson. You know what? And I learned a lesson, too, when I was back in high school and it wasn't fair to me and we had a coach's son type deal. But you know what? I learned a lesson. The lesson is, you don't get your way all the time in life. And I wanted to transfer to another school and go to another high school to play basketball. I was a really good basketball player, and I played a lot. Don't get me wrong, I started, but I should have been. You always think you should play the whole game and never be pulled out. And the coach from another school really wanted me and said, "Hey, come over and you'll get a scholarship here." And my dad said, "No, you're sticking it out where you are." And but don't get me wrong, I liked the coaches. They were good coaches for me. But I've learned a lesson. It's like life ain't fair, right? You're not going to get your way the whole time.
If the parents don't like it, they can always apply to be the coach themselves.
That's exactly right. Oh, yeah, unfortunately, some of them do, and they play their kid the whole time.
Right,
okay, my kid. Yeah, I can get into that. Okay, we're off the way. And then the same thing with the Michigan, this shooting case, right? They've now gone, Todd, that's you, they've not gone and arrested the parents, right?
They have. And look, I don't want this misconstrued as me saying that the parents should face no liability or anything. But the biggest difference, the severity of the crime notwithstanding, the biggest difference between the incident in Michigan and what we talked about with the basketball is that the parents in Michigan were not overtly encouraging the conduct of their child. I think this gets more along the lines of what you were talking about. If they face liability, Denise, it gets more along the lines of what you were talking about because of negligent supervision. If your child appears to be going through mental issues and has these ideologies, probably not the best thing to go out and buy a handgun and take him shooting 2 days before the incident, which are the actions that are alleged against the parents in the Michigan case.
But they're charged with manslaughter.
Well, yeah, they are.
So they're not just like at risk of losing their kid to a judicial or juvenile system. They're charged with being part of the crime.
Again, that's why I said the biggest difference here, the severity of the crime notwithstanding, is they were not overtly part of the conduct, whereas the basketball mom was. She was encouraging her daughter to do something. But in Michigan, even though you weren't overtly part of the conduct, I mean, they didn't give the kid the gun and say, hey, go shoot the school, right? But their liability is due to negligence in their supervision of the kid, making the gun available, undertaking an act that they should reasonably have known could have led to serious bodily injury and or death on the part of somebody else. So they're being charged more for a combination of action and inaction, whereas in California with the basketball mom, that was clearly an overt all her actions. She was encouraging the kid to do something.
Absolutely. And that's a very good distinction. And in the Michigan case, another interesting part of this is when does the action or inaction of a school make them potentially liable for the conduct of the student?
And the prosecutor has said that that is not a settled question yet. And the school, because remember, on this one, the school said to the parents, your child is disturbed, you need to take him home. The parents said, we're not taking him home. So the school put him back in the classroom. That's a problem.
Yeah, but there's still, it's just,
Well, he drew a picture of him shooting somebody, and they're blood around.
I know, but how many other kids are having those issues, and you stick them all back? I'm just saying, this is a slippery slope.
Making him go home for the day would not have been inappropriate.
And he allegedly had a handgun in his backpack.
Backpack, nobody checked.
Nobody
checked it.
Well, I don't know. All I got to say is hindsight's 20/20, and we'll be back after this and talk more about what's going on in this country, man.
Yep, we're hindsight not 20/20. How many attorneys would be in business? We'll be back with more Radio Law Talk in just a little bit. Stay tuned.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Is this real life? Oh, come on.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
I'm excited because it's the last time we're going to hear the elf little bells on the all your bumps.
You mean for today?
For today,
we're not firing them already.
Well, I've got a special guest.
Got a helper there, yeah.
I got my grandson here. He's sitting on my lap. He came to visit, and he's just sitting here looking at the mic. Do you want to say something? Yeah. What is it? Go ahead. Say hi, Grandpa. He's pushing on. He's just saying.
I guess a little shy.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to talk about what we're going to talk about, grandson. Yeah, he wants some water. Here, he wants some. So go ahead. Let's talk about what's next. We're going to talk about we're talking about the kids and the issue with the kids, and then let's get right into Denise. The judge clears the Texas abortion law issue as unconstitutional.
Yeah, that's it. I like this case. I'm really interested in it, and it's because procedurally, it is. I love procedure. It's the only class I got an A in my first year, but it's because the procedure in this case is interesting. So we had two separate people suing to try to overturn the Texas abortion law as unconstitutional. The Department of Justice, and then we had plaintiffs that were potential, the doctors and different staff that were assisting in abortions. And went all the way up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court ruled that the Department of Justice did not have standing, and that suit was dismissed. But they did rule that the plaintiffs that were part of the abortion process They did have standing, and they sent it back down to the lower court. And because it was very limited in what they did, now in Texas, state judges are getting all kinds of lawsuits trying to declare this abortion law as being unconstitutional. And here we have a state judge who is in charge of 14 different similarly situated cases. And on the first case, he has said the Texas law is unconstitutional, but does not stay it from being enforced. In other words, it's going to let it keep going on to see what kind of damages that are going to be. And also whether or not the Court of Appeals in that state is going to uphold his ruling, and it probably will get all the way at some point to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Now, one thing to keep in mind also, and I don't know how many people know this, but we have the United States Constitution. But every state has their own constitution. So there's California's constitution. Texas has a constitution. And the ruling from the judge in Texas is that the law was a violation of the Texas Constitution. So he's ruling about that. Now, ultimately, it's still going to be appealed up to the same tribunal, but he's limiting his ruling specific to the Constitution of the state of Texas. It has the same effect for purposes of cases that are in Texas because they all fall under the purview of Texas Constitution.
That's right. And this, in the other cases that he's, it's kind of a heads up, I think, in all the cases that this one particular judge is in charge of. And I found that procedure so interesting because when it did get up to the Supreme Court, the Supreme Court also did not rule on the constitutionality, did not rule on any kind of a stay of that law, and put it back down to the lower court. And this is the lower court following the ruling of the precedent in the U.S. Supreme Court. So,
and what happened also, just a really quick, touch on the Judge Roberts said about the Mississippi case, the abortion case. What did he say in that one?
Yeah, the United States Supreme Court Chief Justice has made a statement that I found to be kind of astounding.
Yeah.
Because he basically said, and I paraphrase, he said it so much more eloquently, but he basically said, we are the court that sets the law in all the land. We're the ones that enforces the Constitution. We're the ones that do this. We can't delegate that to state legislators. This is a situation, because right now they're deciding the Mississippi case on abortion, and which is almost effectively completely abolishes abortion rights. And he said that very loud, very much. And look, since Marbury v. Madison, which is an important case, because that's the case that said, hey, the Supreme Court in the United States has power and we have authority as the last decider. And since, and that case has stood the test of time. It's an 1800 case, right? And he said, since that time, the U.S. Supreme Court has been vested with making these decisions that impact the whole country. And if we are to overturn Roe v. Wade, then I think that we are doing a huge disservice to the U.S. Supreme Court authority, and that's something that shouldn't be done. And basically, this was a heads up to the other conservatives, because John Roberts have cited in many of these cases with the other liberals, the three liberal judges on. And when I say liberal, I mean they're that's their persuasion. It's hard to kind of do it because everybody does something different, but generally speaking, they're the more liberal judges, and he's sided with them. He's kind of taken on the role of Justice Kennedy, former Justice Kennedy.
He was kind of down the middle guy.
Yeah.
The one thing that I would say about that, and I don't think it's as set in stone as he makes it sound, in the sense that just because the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled on an issue in the past, that does not mean that the Supreme Court cannot later make a different ruling overturning that. That's happened over 230 times since the U.S. Supreme Court has been sitting, and where a previous court made a ruling, and although we follow stare decisis, which is the precedent of the court shall educate future decisions, there are times when it should be overturned. I'll give a classic example of one that was really good, and that's the Dred Scott case from the 1800s, where the U.S. Supreme Court essentially said that an African-American man was only worth three-fifths of a human. That was a good case to overturn, because that was clearly a racist and wrong decision. And so good that later decisions overturned that. And having overturned U.S. Supreme Court precedents, like I said, has occurred over 230 times.
But it's the Supreme Court that overturns it, not a state court.
That's true.
But to the extent that Roberts, as you had indicated, is trying to tell the other conservatives on the U.S. Supreme Court that we would be doing a disservice to our own judicial body if we overturned Roe v. Wade, I say, hold on a second here. That's happened a lot where the same body has overturned itself.
I think there's a distinction, and that is they are overturning a case that bestowed a constitutional right to people. So all of these things that have been overturned are now bestowing constitutional rights of a segment of our citizens, and that if they go back and they take away the privacy rights that are recognized and the bearing of children rights that are recognizing in Roe v. Wade, then they're taking away rights.
So now you're going to argue. Now, let's not get into this argument because we'll be here for a day. Because you're arguing, then the people that are for this are saying, but that's a life that's being taken out of that's alive. So let's. I don't want to get in that debate. That's a major debate here.
Yes.
Because we don't have time. We have 2 minutes left. But I the situation is, I want to really quickly say on the Biden commission, did a commission as to determine whether or not they should pack the Supreme Court. The commission came back, guys, just by way. We're not saying one thing or another. We don't really, there's nothing really to say, or we have no opinion on whether or not you should pack the court. By the way, it looks like the Democrats tried to, but even Pelosi said, no, I don't want to pack the courts. That's a discussion we need to do next week, and we really need to talk about packing the courts, why it's good or why it's not. And Cal, we're ready for what?
I think you're ready for
quick takes.
And so let's see. Oh, Todd, are you ready with your quick take?
I am ready.
All right, you're ready.
Well, this one goes out to Jesse Smollett. I know you're down right now because of the verdict, but hey, don't beat yourself up over it.
Nice one. Denise, do you have a quick take?
Yes, I think that we're going to see a trend in the law that parents will be liable for the children's crimes when they take part in it and or when they negligently supervise their children.
All right, Fred Penny, I know you have a quick take.
Yes, I do. Sometimes you just have to talk about a big case on Radio Law Talk, even if it's our case. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate patting ourselves on the back sometimes. We'll be back.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.